Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District. I want to ask you this. We're now hearing about the country's aging structures, people, things like our pipes that are under the ground that have been there since the Civil War. Can you believe that? I mean, Abraham Lincoln was there when they put those, that's a very important frame of reference. They put those pipes in and they're busting all over the place. Now you got Flint, Michigan. You got a governor who is at an incredible pressure. People are getting poisoned. What's the answer?
Well, the answer is to take that hidden infrastructure, as I like to reference it, and address it. Give it the laser sharp focus it requires and that the people deserve. Flint, Michigan has highlighted what can happen if we're not doing the best job out there. And there are many, many situations of lead contamination in pipes around the country. You know, we have, I believe, about 250,000 breaks per year in this country. Recently in Troy, their main line ruptured. And, you know, 10 million gallons lost. As I remind people all the time, it's not just water flowing out of those pipes. This being drinking water, it's treated. So it's tax dollars flowing out of those pipes. You know, you're very right. The age of this infrastructure, especially in the Northeast, is a problem. Wooden pipes, you know, calcification that is rendered an 8-inch pipe.
You're kidding. Really? Wooden pipes?
Wooden pipes in some of our major cities, too.
Wow.
And calcification, you can render what was an eight inch pipe to down to a 4-inch pipe. Discontinued inventory. Mm. Discontinued inventory so that when you need valves or something, when something is blown apart, they may not be available by inventory. You know, so for the past couple of years, I've been working on this issue with tours in the district to develop the data, develop the case that we need to invest in sounder infrastructure. And ironically, I have been named the ranker on the subcommittee of environment and the economy.
Let's make it clear that everybody knows what the ranker is. It's not somebody who stinks. It's somebody who is the head Democrat committee.
Right. The head Democrat on the subcommittee of environment and the economy, which reports to energy and commerce as the standing committee.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the drinking water.
Does the ranker have any power, by the way?
In other words,
if you're the head Democrat on a Republican committee, do you get to say anything?
You do. You get to say a lot. And if you want to move something along bipartisan-wise, especially in this construct of a House of Representatives where there are extreme Republicans, so many times on committee, now the moderate Republicans are reaching to Democrats to move things through committee.
Interesting.
Right. So, with that assignment, under the umbrella of the Subcommittee of Environment and the Economy falls the Drinking Water Act. And so it's a perfect assignment for this issue. And we have made the case. We're in the midst of drafting legislation. It should be released in the next couple of weeks that will invest. It first and foremost reauthorizes the SRF, which is the State Revolving Fund. The resources from Washington go to the individual states, and then they, through their governance, work through the SRF to assist communities. We need to increase tremendously the amount of dollars we dedicate to the SRF. It was cut in the president's budget, and I disagree with that move, especially in light of Flint. But we have a lot of work to do. There are new materials. There are ways to line pipes to provide for longevity of those pipes. There are technologies, gauging that is done, that enables you to understand where the worst situation is in your given system. And when you look at the amount of pipes, it's hard to imagine because it's hidden infrastructure, out of sight, sometimes out of mind, all too often out of mind. But in the city of Albany, the capital of New York, in the 20th Congressional District, for instance, there are 317 miles of pipe below the surface.
Well,
Alan, that could take you from Albany to Philadelphia,
if not
farther, probably closer to Baltimore. So that linear, think of that responsibility.
So let me ask you a question, because it does bother me. I stay up nights worrying about it. Look, let's just say the Congress comes up with a plan, gives the money back to the states, and the states have to now allocate which is it go to Troy? Does it go to New York City? Does it go to a Democratic place or a Republican mm-hmm. place? How do you make sure that it's an honest broker in this? I mean, we just saw Andrew Cuomo, the governor, being accused of getting even with New York City because Bill de Blasio is the mayor. How do you avoid that kind of stuff?
I think there are ways to tweak the language of the bill, of the act that guides us, in a way that directs resources to perhaps strapped communities, where you encourage collaboratives so that we stretch those dollars. We enhance the connection to technology. I think what's important here in this discussion is that not only do households rely on clean drinking water. When they, turn on that faucet, that tap, they require and deserve clean, available drinking water. But so does business. When they had the situation in Flint, they had to shut down operations at some of their manufacturing sites because they could not take that contaminated water. And so I think it's very important for the sake of business, too, that we do this. And I've spoken to some folks from the Chamber of Commerce, the National Chamber of Commerce, saying we need to dialogue because this issue is a very critical issue for economic recovery and certainly for public health and safety purposes for our households.
Now, we do have not only a big problem in Troy, but we have another one in Hoosick Falls. Could you explain that?
Yeah, that one is more about the source of water, which was contaminated. And it appears as though it was contaminated by some industrial use. So I think, again, the partnership here that needs to exist amongst agencies at federal and state and local levels is important. And we need to encourage that collaborative also. EPA needs, from a federal perspective, needs to be working in tandem with DOH and DEC, the Department of Health, Department of Environmental Conservation at the state level. You know, we cannot allow for some of this weak governance or construct of governance to be such that these failures impact upon children, families, businesses. What we saw in Hoosick Falls was a frightening situation. What we're seeing in
Remind
Flint,
everybody.
Well, you know, the fact that they've got this polluted source that may have caused cancer or other catastrophic diseases is troublesome. And in the case of Flint, I think it was a very mismanaged example of weak governance and lack of integrity. Informing people that they could drink the water when they had information coming across their desk that spoke otherwise is a grave concern. So, you know, it's highlighted the importance of drinking water. And I'm hoping that as we've done these tours and gathered information in this given congressional district, that can serve as a template for other districts across this country, and we can build the human outcry to invest. You know, we look back in history and we saw in some of our weakest moments, we became strong because we invested in America. We didn't walk away and say, we're going to cut our way to prosperity. Here's a sound investment for which no one should argue. You need quality. I mean, we don't want to be a third world nation. And again, we have invested in this infrastructure at a time when Rutherford B. Hayes was in the White House.
Yeah.
So, you know, we trade in our phones every 2 years.
He was a terrible president. Of our car.
We get tired of our cars every 5 years. We trade in our technology. Our TV screens aren't big enough, but we're content to hold on to our drinking water infrastructure for 145 years. It doesn't make sense.
Paul Tonko, the man they call Mr. Environment in the House of Representatives, Democrat from New York's 20th District. Always great to see you, Paul.
Thank you.
Come back here often.
Oh, my pleasure.